Welcome to episode 112 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we kick off our look at wonders of the modern world by looking at Christ the Redeemer. So there is no one official list of wonders of the modern world. There is a Swiss group called the New Seven Wonders Foundation that set out to create an official new list, including both ancient and modern wonders, but I'm discounting this list for a couple reasons. Governments and individuals all the way up to the United Nations stayed away from this new list. The Foundation's methods are questionable, to say the least. They created a worldwide internet poll and basically asked people around the world to vote on the new list back in 2007. Interesting in theory, but so many problems in the execution. There was no IP logging, which means, for example, that people could vote as many times as they wanted on the same computer. On top of that, they relied on the internet to really get things done. Now, I don't remember hearing about this thing back in 2007, and actually many countries didn't promote it. Others, like Brazil, did promote it. Ferociously. Private companies got behind the Rio de Janeiro landmark Christ the Redeemer, the big statue of Jesus on the hill. Well, there were commercials on TV, billboards, even citywide text messages sent to get people to vote for the landmark. Other countries, like Mali, which had the city of Timbuktu in the running, stood absolutely no chance. The country doesn't even have infrastructure available for lots of people to have internet, let alone the whole country, and text messages. So with the new Seven Foundations list discredited, I decided to use the list created by the American Society of Civil Engineers. They seem like they would know better than most what structures today would be technically marvelous enough to be considered a wonder. And then I augmented it with a much less scientific source, just because I liked it, the game Civilization V that came out this last year, one of my favorite game series. They also have a good handle on wonders of the world. So that's where we're going to start tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in to episode 112 of the Daily Brainwave. If you have any comments about the show or would like to suggest an idea, send me an email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. You can find me on Twitter as @dailybrainwave, all one word. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we start to work through that list made up by the American Society of Civil Engineers by looking at the Chunnel.